ninth parak of Avakama, ninth Mishnah. Goizel is Aviv. He stole from his father's Vinishbaloi. He swore to him that he didn't steal. Umeis. And then afterwards his father died. So now that's him, the money goes back to him. Arezim is Shalim. Kel Mechaymesh. Levonov Ola Echov. This one and a fifth, he's not allowed to keep for himself as a Yerusha, that he has to give to either his father's children, which is his brothers, or to his uncles, his father's brothers. Even though he's one of the Yoshim, but Lamaisi is not allowed to take anything back because he needs a kapora after he swore to make sure the gzeila goes back to the one who was stolen from. Yeah. Places a different shot. He says that Banov over here is the children of the Gazlan, or the brothers of the Gazlan. In other words, if he has children, he can give it to his children also, even though the children got it through him. But since he himself personally didn't get it, that also suffices for this type of kapar. Now, this is the machlekes whether, since his children had to get the Yerusha through him, can he give it to them? Well, do we say no? They're getting it through him, so that's really a way of him getting it. Therefore, it's not enough. If he doesn't want to lose out the part of the Yerusha of his father, or he doesn't have money and he doesn't want to be mevater on his chelik, now he's entitled to a chelik of this Yerusha. So what does he do? Loive, he borrows and then he uses this money to pay off his bali chayus. So it's a chiddush that even though ve'etzem he gained from the fact that he inherited the stolen object, but the kapar over here is that the actual thing he stole should not come back to him. If he has a way of giving it to somebody else and that person will reimburse him, that's acceptable.